Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
Today on the program, Ashley and I will bring you stories along with Brian Lynn. Later, Steve Ember will present our American history series, The Making of a Nation. But first, more than 10,000 people filled a sports center in Hanoi last week to listen to American religious leader Franklin Graham. The clergyman told the crowd he wants Vietnam's communist government to consider Christians its best citizens. Vietnam is one of the fastest-growing countries in Southeast Asia. The government has made a number of economic reforms over the past 30 years. But the Communist Party still controls all parts of society, from media to religion. Human Rights Watch says more than 100 Vietnamese are in prison for taking part in peaceful religious and political activities. Graham told the Associated Press that the event last Friday was one of the biggest ever held in Vietnam. He said the government did not set conditions on the prayer service. He added that Vietnamese officials did not give final permission until early this month. "This is unprecedented, really, for us and for the government," the clergyman said. "We don't want to do anything that would embarrass the government or the people of Vietnam. Again, we're guests. The government has not told me what to say or not say. I'm going to talk about God. We are not here to talk about politics." Graham said he hoped the event will cause the government to see Christianity in a different way. "I hope the government will see that Christians are not enemies, but Christians are some of the best citizens in Vietnam and people that they can trust and depend on," he said. "I hope it would be good for the churches, and I hope this meeting would be good for the government and they will see us in a different light." Graham leads the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, which was formed by his father. Like his father, he is one of the best-known religious leaders in the United States. Franklin Graham says religious freedom has slowly improved in Vietnam. "The fact that we are here today shows you how much the government has changed in the last 20 years," he said. In its latest report on religious freedom, the U.S. State Department says Vietnam limits activities of unrecognized religious groups, especially those believed to be involved in political activity. The report said some religious leaders reported different forms of harassment, including physical assault, short-term detention, legal action, restrictions on travel, and property seizure or destruction. Thaddeus Nguyen Van Lee, a Roman Catholic clergyman, founded the pro-democracy group Block 8406. He was released last year after 8 years in prison on charges of spreading anti-government propaganda. There are about 6.5 million Catholics and more than 1 million Protestants among Vietnam's 95 million people. Most Vietnamese are Buddhists.
Hurricane Irma, iPhone, Matt Lauer, Meghan Markle, Bitcoin, Despacito, and Fidget Spinner are among the top Google searches for 2017. People from the United States and Caribbean islands understandably had great interest in hurricanes. The Category 5 Hurricane Irma caused widespread damage on Caribbean islands and in the American state of Florida in September. Not long before Irma, Hurricane Harvey flooded the city of Houston, Texas. From Taiwan to Ghana and Germany to Sri Lanka, everyone seemed to search for the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10 this year. The search for Apple smartphones outdistanced other technology news stories for the year. People searched for Matt Lauer more than any other person in 2017. The well-known television host of a morning news program was dismissed in November after a coworker accused him of sexual abuse. American actress Meghan Markle also made Google's top search list. She and Britain's Prince Harry announced their engagement in late November. Markle is best known for her work on the television show Suits. Searches for Bitcoin also rose in November around the world. Since the virtual currency is still something of a mystery, most people looked for what is Bitcoin, how to buy Bitcoin, and how to mine Bitcoins. This summer, the hit dance song Despacito became the most streamed song ever. Puerto Rican singer Luis Fonsi and rap singer Daddy Yankee released Despacito, which means slowly in Spanish, in both Spanish and English. The song drew interest in many countries, including Egypt, Vietnam, and Croatia. A fidget spinner is a small ball-bearing device that users can rotate very quickly between their fingers. It was originally seen as something to help people who have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Many teachers barred students from using fidget spinners during class. So students decided to try to construct their own fidget spinners using paper. The search term, how to make a paper fidget spinner, became a top search in May, just in time for the end of the school year in the United States.
One of the most used features of mobile devices is the camera. The quality of photos has improved greatly, and many apps exist for creating useful and fun picture effects. Google just released three new apps designed to help users get the most out of their cameras. In an online announcement, Google said the new apps are part of a research project that explores experimental technologies. It calls these app experiments app-spiriments. Google says this idea came partly from its Motion Stills app, which launched in 2016. The app can create short, shareable clips or images from video. Motion Stills began as an experimental app that Google released to users while it was still being developed. The company says the three new mobile photo apps are built on technologies that are still in development at Google. The software has been tested and is fully operational for users, but will continue to be developed and improved over time. Google says the new photo apps are powered by machine learning technologies. These include tools to improve the recognition of people and objects. The apps also use algorithms to automatically create many different style effects. The first of Google's new photo apps is called Storyboard. This tool takes videos and turns the footage into a series of frames on one page in comic book style. The software works in a similar way to the hugely popular Prisma photo app. Google's machine learning technology automatically chooses interesting video frames and places them in a particular order. Users can choose to save these app-created images or to have new ones made. Google says the image combinations are endless, with an estimated 1.6 trillion possibilities. Google's second new app, called Selfissimo, is designed to make it easier for people to take their own selfies in black and white, photo booth style. Selfissimo lets users launch their own photo shoot just by touching the screen. Users can then pose in different positions, either by themselves or with others, and the camera automatically takes a picture when they're not moving. Touching the screen again stops the app. The user can then review the captured selfies and decide whether to save single photos or the whole photo booth style page. The purpose of this app is similar to Google Clips, which was released in October. Google Clips is a separate camera, not built into the phone, that can be placed anywhere to take pictures by itself. This smart camera uses machine learning to automatically choose the best times and conditions to capture good photo moments. The third of Google's latest photo offerings is Scrubbies. This app lets users change the speed and direction of video playback to produce a variety of special effects. Scrubbies allows the easy creation of video loops by touching the video directly on the device screen. The app lets users move the video back and forth and even produce DJ-style remix videos. Storyboard is currently only available for devices using the Android operating system. Selfissimo is available for both Android and iOS users. Scrubbies is currently only available for iOS. Google says its new photo-related experiments are just the beginning in a series of experimental apps to launch in the future. I'm Brian Lynn.
From VOA Learning English. Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History in Special English. I'm Steve Ember. The United States declared its independence from Britain on July 4, 1776. At first, the new nation was a loosely formed alliance governed under the Articles of Confederation. As we described in previous programs, all this changed when a new plan of government, the Constitution, went into effect on March 4, 1789. There was much to be done to make it work. The machinery of government was untested. Strong leadership was needed, and Washington was the man chosen to provide it. Many historians believe there would never have been a United States without George Washington. He led the American people to victory in the War for Independence from Britain. He kept the new nation united in the dangerous first years. Dorothy Moss is the assistant curator of painting and sculpture at the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington. She says the painting, known as the Lansdowne Portrait, shows the way many people thought of Washington. It was painted in 1796 as Washington was finishing his presidency. In it, he is standing with one arm extended as if he is speaking to a large group of people. His hair is gray, and he is beginning to go bald. The former general wears formal clothes, but not the uniform of a soldier. Washington was tall but thin. In the portrait, he looks bigger than he was in real life. Curator Dorothy Moss says, in some ways, the portrait shows Washington like a king. But in other ways, she says, he appears like a neighbor or someone you could talk to.
He's shown with a serious expression, a determined look. People at the time commented on his broad jaw, which actually looks that way because he was wearing false teeth. His mouth is clenched, yet he projects a gentle spirit.
During his lifetime, Washington was honored for his courage and wisdom. After his death in 1799, he became almost godlike in the way people respected him. Dorothy Moss says even people in England thought there was something unusually special about George Washington. The British owner of the Lansdowne portrait kept the painting of the American president in his house.
The Marquis of Lansdowne commented that the visitors to his house would stop in reverence to it when they would pass by, that people were stopped in their tracks by it.
And in the United States?
The same reaction.
George Washington represented the spirit of America, what was best about the country. For well over 100 years, Americans found it difficult to criticize him. Modern historians, however, have painted a more realistic picture of Washington. They write about his weaknesses as well as his strengths. Yet this has not reduced his greatness and importance in the making of the nation. The force of Washington's personality and his influence was extremely important at the Philadelphia Convention that wrote the Constitution. Some say the convention would not have been held had he not agreed to attend. Later, as the first president, he gave the nation a good start. Washington was able to control political disputes in the new government. He would not let them damage the nation's unity. Washington often thought of the future. He wanted the first government to take the right steps. Some things may not seem important in the beginning, he said, but later they may have bad permanent results. It would be better, he felt, to start his administration right than to try to correct mistakes later when it might be too late. He hoped to act in such a way that future presidents could continue to build on what he began. Washington had clear, firm ideas about what was right and what was wrong. He loved justice. He also loved the Republican form of government. Some people had difficulty seeing this part of the man. Washington looked like an aristocrat, and at times he seemed to act like one. He attended many ceremonies. He often rode through the streets in a carriage pulled by six horses. His critics called him king. Washington opposed rule by kings and dictators. He was shocked that some people talked of having a monarchy in America. He was even more shocked that they did not understand the harm they were doing. Washington warned that this loose talk could lead to an attempt to establish a monarchy in the United States. A monarchy, he said, would be a great victory for the enemies of the United States. It would prove that Americans could not govern themselves. As president, Washington decided to do everything in his power to prevent the country from ever being ruled by a king or dictator. He wanted the people to have as much self-government as possible. Such a government, Washington felt, meant a life of personal freedom and equal justice for the people. The 18th century has been described as an age of reason and enlightenment. Washington was a man of his times. He said, "No one could feel a greater interest in the happiness of mankind than he did." He said it was his greatest hope that the policies of that time would bring to everyone those blessings which should be theirs. Washington was especially happy and proud that the United States would protect people against oppression for their religious beliefs. He did not care which God people worshipped. He felt that religious freedom was a right of every person. Good men, he said, are found all over the world. They can be followers of any religion or no religion at all. Washington's feelings about racial oppression were as strong as his feelings about religious oppression. Like others of his time, he owned African slaves. But he expressed a hatred of slavery. "There was not a man alive," he said, "who wished more truly than he did to see an end to slavery. By his order, all his slaves were freed when he died." From the beginning, George Washington was careful to establish a good working relationship with the Congress. He did not attempt to take away any powers given to the Congress by the Constitution. By his actions, he confirmed the separation of powers of the three branches of the government as described in the Constitution. The Congress, too, was ready to cooperate. It did not attempt to take away any powers given to the president by the Constitution. The Congress, for example, agreed that President Washington had the right to appoint members of his administration, but Congress had the right to approve them. Washington asked some of the nation's wisest and most able men to serve in the new government. For Secretary of State, he chose Thomas Jefferson. At the time, Jefferson was America's representative to France. While Congress was considering Jefferson's nomination, Washington had heard of threatening events in France. He learned that a mob had captured the old prison called the Bastille. Washington was worried. The United States had depended on France for help during its war for independence, and it still needed French help. A crisis in France could be bad for America. The information Jefferson brought home would prove valuable if the situation in France got worse. Washington also thought Jefferson's advice would be useful in general, not just on French developments. For Secretary of the Treasury, Washington chose Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton had served as one of Washington's aides during the Revolutionary War. For Chief Justice of the United States, he chose John Jay. Jay helped write the Federalist Papers. These are considered the best explanation of the Constitution ever written. Two delegates to the Constitutional Convention were named Associate Justices of the Supreme Court, James Wilson and John Rutledge. For Attorney General, Washington wanted a good lawyer and someone who supported the Constitution. The Attorney General is the nation's top law enforcement official. For that job, Washington chose Edmund Randolph of Virginia. It was Randolph who proposed the Virginia Plan to the Philadelphia Convention. The plan became the basis for the Constitution. Randolph refused to sign the Constitution because he did not believe it could be approved. But later, he worked to help win Virginia's approval of the Constitution. President Washington nominated his cabinet members, and the Congress approved them. The president was ready to begin work on the nation's urgent problems. And there were many. One problem was Spain's control of the lower part of the Mississippi River. American farmers needed to use the river to transport their crops to market. But the Spanish governor in Louisiana closed the Mississippi to American boats. There also were problems with Britain. The United States had no commercial treaty with Britain, and Britain had sent no representative to the new American government. Equally urgent were the new nation's economic problems. Two major issues had to be settled. One was repayment of loans made to support the American army during the Revolution. The other was the creation of a national financial system. Both issues needed quick action. Finding solutions to these issues would be the job of President Washington's Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.